弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
非常欢迎许多新的朋友们参加我们的空中礼拜。
We welcome all our new friends who join us on our online worship.
先和大家分享一个很有趣的故事。
First, I'd like to share a very interesting thing with you.
就是在德州的乡下有一个小教堂。
There is a small church in rural Texas.
他们盖的这个屋顶呢，教堂的屋顶是可以打开的。
Whose roof was built to open?
这个好像敞篷车一样。
It opens
下雨天是盖起来的。
It opens just like the roof of a convertible. It only closes when it's raining.
但是这个天气好的时候呢，它就可以整个打开了。
When there is sunshine, the roof can be completely open.
那问他们为什么要盖这样的教堂呢？
Why did they build a roof like this?
因为他们说。
Because they said.
当主耶稣再来的时候呢？
When the Lord Jesus comes again.
那信徒要被提到空中与主相遇。
Believers will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
所以屋顶打开来呢，这样被提的时候就容易很多。
It will be much easier to be lifted if the roof is open.
这真的是一群非常可爱的弟兄姐妹。
How cute the brothers and sisters.
他们这种随时准备、预备的心态是非常好的。
Be prepared is a good thing.
那今天早上呢，我们并不是讲被提的主题。
Though our topic today is not about rapture.
但是呢，会和被提有关系的主再来的信息。
It will have to do with the Lord's second coming in relation to rapture.
所以我们来思想一下。
Therefore, we need to think about.
就是冲击。与改变
Impact and change.
我们再一次同心祷告
Let us pray together.
敬爱的巴父，我们感谢你
Dear Abba Father, we thank you.
因为我们每一口的呼吸都是你的恩典
For every breath we take is your grace.
我们也感谢你垂听这个地球上千千万万你自己儿女的呼求。
We thank you that for listening the cries of your own children throughout the earth.
我们恳求你纪念你自己的怜悯和慈爱。
Please remember your own mercy and kindness.
求你来赦免我们的过犯。
Forgive our transgressions.
求你来医治我们的疾病。
And heal our diseases.
今早我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜你的时候
This morning when we worship you in spirit and truth.
你的仆人原是不配的
Your servant is unworthy.
但是感谢你给我这个机会
But thank you for giving me this chance.
成为你话语的出口
Being the outlet of your words.
叫我恭恭敬敬地站在你面前
That I can humbly stand before you
恳求你使用你自己的讲台
We ask you to use your own podium
向我们每一个人说话
Speak unto each one of us
好叫你的信息使听的说的同盟造就
That the hearers and the speaker may be built up together
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祷告交托，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's victorious name.
面对病毒这么大的一个冲击，我们有什么改变呢？
In the face of such a huge impact of the virus, what have changed in our life?
第一个改变就是守节心清的改变。
The first one is a change of clean hands and a pure heart.
守节心清的改变。
The change of clean hands and a pure heart.
我相信很多人都增加了你洗手的次数了。
I believe many people have increased their, the times of hand washing each day.
特别是吃饭前，爸爸妈妈一定叫你的小孩子去洗手啊。
Parents ask their kids to wash their hands, especially before eating.
而且至少要洗20秒以上啊。
And the process should last at least 20 seconds.
啊，我们一面洗手的时候，一面可以唱赞美诗。
We can sing praise to God as we wash our hands.
这就养成了一个很好的习惯了。
This is good.
所以建立了外面和内心常常洁净的好习惯。
Establish the good habits of always being clean, both outside and inside.
我们来看一下这个 PowerPoint 好吗？
Let us see the PPT together.
哦，就是要用肥皂洗手。用神的话洗心。
Wash your hands with soap and wash your heart with God's words.
啊，用肥皂洗手呢，但是要用神的话来洗我们的内心。
We use soap to wash our hand, but we use God's word to wash our, to clean our heart.
等到这个疫情过后，我们还是要继续保持这个好的习惯嘛。
We should continue to do so in the future.
诗人在诗篇24篇3到4节这样提醒我们说。
In Psalm 24, 3 and 4.
我们大家一起读哈，啊，一起来听。
Let us read together.
啊，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清。不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人吗？
In Psalm 24, 3 and 4, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, who may stand in his holy place, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god?
什么人能够去见主的面呢？
Who may see, God's face?
啊，当然是外面和里面都是干干净净的人嘛。
Of course, the person who are being, who are clean both outside and inside.
你看啊，一千多年以前的人就提醒我们了。
You can see that people from 1,000 years ago remind us.
守节心清。
Clean hands and pure heart.
所以让我们保持继续这个好习惯。
So let us continue this habit.
用肥皂洗手，用神的话来洗我们的心。
Wash your hand with soap and clean your heart with God's words.
还有大家都很熟悉的经文。
We are all familiar with this verse.
在罗马书十二章二节。
In Romans 12, verse 2.
这里说到。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
再一次提醒我们。
It reminds us again.
基督徒绝对不要效法这个世界。
Christians should not conform to the pattern of this world.
你不要去买了很多的大米，然后过两个月以后又去退嘛。
Don't buy too much rice and return it 2 months later.
啊，这个是很不好的事情。
That's not right.
因为没有见证。
You will bear a bad witness.
所以保罗强调我们要心意更新而变化。
So Paul emphasized being transformed by the renewing of mind.
现在正是要改变的时候。
And now is the time for change.
不能世界这么走，你就跟着世界的潮流走嘛。
You should not conform to the pattern of this world.
你只买你需要的、够用的就可以了。
only buy enough rice for your need.
另外，大家每天也会看到各种不同的意见、不同的新闻。
And we see different opinions recently.
啊，有的你不同意。
You cannot agree with some of them.
虽然你不同意呢，也不需要生气啊。
Even though you cannot agree with them, you do not have to be angry.
活在血气中。
Because we cannot live according to the flesh.
在这段时间，正是要好的管理我们自己的情绪。
We should manage our own emotion, better during this period.
因为圣经不厌其烦地要我们效法基督的温柔谦卑嘛。
Because the scriptures repeatedly remind us to imitate the meekness and humility of Jesus.
这一段时间正是我们可以好好操练的时候。
This is a good opportunity for us to improve ourselves.
啊，比你去参加什么名人的特会还有用。
It's better than attending a special meeting of a celebrity.
啊，我们都听了很多很好的信息。
We have heard a lot of the good messages.
但是大家都同意吗？
We all agree.
听道是为了行道。
The purpose of listening, the message is to do it.
所以你越多的操练，对你的生命的改变就越大嘛。
The more exercise, the more change will you have.
这一段时间你对你的孩子有多一点的耐心吗？
Are you more patient with your children these days?
夫妻说话的口气可以温柔一点吗？
Can husband and wife speak in a gentle tone?
现在就是改进的时刻嘛。
And now is the time for improvement.
所以要珍惜这一段时间。
So we need to cherish this period.
当冲击来临的时候，
When the impact comes,
我们看到什么呢？
What do we see?
我们看到有的人惊慌失措。
Some people panic.
啊，有的人啊，却是沉稳应战。
Some people stay calm.
有的人是无所事事。
Some people sit around.
有的人是抓紧时间学习嘛。
And some people take the opportunity to learn.
那你要做哪一种人呢？
So which of them do you want to be?
关键就是你想不想要改变。
Do you long for change?
当然是改变的越来越好嘛。
We are getting better and better.
所以寻求神纯全善良的旨意是非常重要的事情。
Therefore, it's very important to seek God's good, pleasing and perfect will.
两三个月以后，
Two or three months later,
我们希望我们都能够成为更讨神喜悦的人嘛。
We hope we can be more pleasing to God.
当我们在各方面装备好的时候呢，
When we are well equipped,
我们就有智慧，就有力量来面对下一次的灾难。
We will have the wisdom to confront the next calamity.
冲击带来了很大的悲剧。
The impact brought about a great crisis.
冲击带来了很大的危机。
But it has become a turning point in our lives.
但是冲击却成为我们生命的转机嘛。
But it has become a turning point in our lives.
而且我们可以越改越好。
And we'll get better and better.
这段时间每天的新闻报道很多人得到确诊了。
Recently, the news reports more diagnosis and more death.
更多人死亡了。
And more deaths each day.
啊，不管你是这个政府的显要明星啊，或是小百一般的老百姓。
No matter you are officials, celebrity or common people.
病毒可是不管你是什么身份的。
The virus don't know who you are.
但是我们作为神的儿女却不需要惊慌。
But as God's children, we don't have to be alarmed.
你知道为什么？
Why?
因为死亡的本身并不可怕。
Death itself is not terrible.
人死了以后，去面对上帝的审判，那才是有一点可怕。
But facing God's judgment after death is really terrible.
希伯来书曾经说过嘛，
Hebrews,
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The book of Hebrews tell us that everyone has a death, will die sooner or later. We will face judgment after death.
很多人不能够明白。
Many people don't understand.
就是为什么慈爱的上帝造一个地狱去给人住了？
Why the loving God created a hell for human being?
其实这是很大的误会嘛。
This actually is a big misunderstanding.
因为上帝造地狱原本是留给撒旦魔鬼去住的。
Because hell God created was for Satan the devil.
那上帝造天堂才是他留给人去住的。
But heaven he made is for human.
上帝的本意是希望所有的人都去他的天堂。
God's real intention is that everyone will go to heaven.
圣经清楚告诉我们了。
The Bible explicitly tells us.
就是撒旦带着三分之一的天使叛变。
That Satan led the rebellion of a third of the angels.
所以这些大鬼小鬼呢，存心是跟神作对。
So all those devils had their hearts set against God.
因此上帝就造了地狱来惩罚所有的大鬼小鬼，直到永永远远。
So God created hell to punish all those devils forever and ever.
那这样子我们就不会误会上帝的初心了。
Knowing this,we may not get God, get him wrong.
但是同时上帝呢，他又不会强迫人去接受他的救恩。
But meanwhile, God does not force human to accept his salvation.
所以上帝给人自由意志嘛。
He gives man free will.
那这就是上帝的伟大。这也说明了上帝尊重人的选择。
It shows that God respects people's choice.
虽然他非常盼望你得救，却不会强迫你。
Though he wants you to be saved, he doesn't force you.
可见这是一位合情合理的上帝。
We can see that God is good God.
请问爱从哪里来呢？
Where does love come from?
圣经说神就是爱嘛。
The Bible says that God is love.
可见爱的源头是从神来的。
So love comes from God.
神爱地球上的每一个人。
God loves everyone on earth.
神希望每一个人都悔改归正。
And he hopes that everyone may repent and reform.
但是很可惜的，有的人就是拒绝了神的爱。
Unfortunately, some people simply refuse God's love.
他们不但拒绝神的爱，而且藐视神。
Not only refuse God's love, but also despise him.
所以当人完全否定了耶稣十字架上的大爱的时候呢？
So when people deny the great love of Jesus on the cross,
这个问题就太严重。
It's a very severe problem.
因为这是天父他没有办法接受的事情。
It is something the Father cannot accept.
请你想一想看吧。
You can think about it.
当一个做儿子的完全否定了生他、养他、爱他的父亲。
When a son completely disapproves the father who gave birth to him, raised him, and loved him.
你觉得做父亲的能接受吗？
Can you accept that?
答案是不能嘛。
The answer is no.
而且神让我们明白他不但存在和而且和我们大有关系的。
God not only exists, but has a lot to do with us.
所以我们的信仰就是一个爱的关系嘛。
Therefore, our religion is a relationship of love.
神告诉我们他真的爱我们。
God tells us that he loves us.
所以耶稣基督来到地上。
That's why Jesus came to the earth.
耶稣基督说过一个比喻。
The Lord said once,
说这个宽路还是窄路，你要走哪一条呢？
Are you going to take the broad road or the narrow? It's obvious.
你的选择是什么？
What is your choice?
大门还是窄门？你要进哪一个门呢？
Are you going to enter the wide gate or the narrow one?
而且主耶稣事先清清楚楚地告诉你。
And Jesus told you in advance.
那个宽路至终会引向灭亡的。
That the broad road would lead to destruction.
所以人要为自己的选择负责。
Therefore, people are responsible for their own choices.
这是非常公平的事情。
That's fair enough.
但是圣经也这样说。
The Bible also tells us.
只要有一个人悔改信主的时候。
That even one sinner who repents.
哇，连天上的天使天君都欢喜快乐嘛。
There is joy before the angels of God.
所以今天在网上收看的福音朋友们
，So the gospel friends who are watching online today，
啊，我真的很希望你啊听了今天的信息。
I hope after you receiving today's message，
你就愿意选择成为神的儿女吗
？You will be willing to become God's children。
在这个疫情的冲击下
，Under the impact of this epidemic。
你最大的改变就是从罪人变成了义人。
Your greatest change is from a sinner to a righteous man.
这就是你一生中最有福气的事情。
That's the best blessing for you.
不但你今生会蒙主耶稣的保守。
Not only the protection of this life by the Lord Jesus.
而且还会得到永生。
But also eternal life.
那将来我们都在神的新天新地里面享受永远的福乐。
In the future, we will all enjoy eternal happiness in God's new heaven and new earth.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
面对终极的第二个改变是什么呢？
The second change under the impact is.
我们就要成为一个积极贡献自己才干的人吗？
Becoming an active contributor.
在这个冲击之下
，Under this impact，
大部分人都在家里工作了。
Most people work at home now。
很多的学生也在家里学习了。
And many students also study at home。
啊，这个青菜水果也可以送到你家了。
Groceries can be delivered to your home。
就是你在家里面，其实并不影响到你的生活、工作、学习各方面太多吧。
There's no big change, staying at home actually.
因为大家都借着这个高科技的啊，能够继续的开会啊、交流、学习。
Because everyone using technology to communicate and study.
啊，这当然是很好的。
It's very helpful.
但是这一个趋势呢，是很可能把人类带向了另外一种的生活形态了。
But the trend is that the entire work and lifestyle human will change.
有很可能很多重大的改变。
There will be huge change.
但是我也看见有些人他有这样的预测。
I see some people predict.
就是有一天呢，这些高科技出现问题了呢
？If one day something get wrong with these technologies，
不管是天然的灾害所造成的，或者是坏人的故意破坏所造成的。
No matter is caused by natural disaster or vandalism.
假如我们这些手机的信号全部收不到了。
If there is no cell phone signal.
假如我们所有的电脑全部宕机了。
If computer all crashed.
假如我们根本就没有电了。
If there is no electricity at all.
那我们的沟通怎么办呢？
How can we communicate with one another?
你的孩子在纽约，你怎么跟他联络呢？
If your children live in New York City,
当你完全不知道情况的时候，你肯定非常的着急吧。
You will be worried if you have no idea what's going on with them.
当然，我们不是要朝着负面的假设去扩大。
Of course, we don't want to expand on negative assumptions.
但是圣经常常提醒我们嘛。
But the Bible often reminds us.
就是要警醒祷告。
To watch and pray.
为什么要警醒？
Why should we be watchful?
到底警醒什么？
And for what?
就是要我们有一个居安思危的心态嘛。
It requires us to.Be prepared for danger in times of safety.
因为我们不知道主耶稣什么时候再来吗？
Because we don't know when Jesus will come again.
我们不知道还会有什么样的灾难吗？
Because we don't know what kind of disaster will come later.
所以我们就要在这个时候来贡献我们的专业去服务人群。
Therefore, we need to contribute our professional expertise to serve others.
多思考，而且多做荣神益人的事。
Do things to glorify God and benefit people.
你知道我们人的问题在哪里吗？
Do you know what's the real problem of human being?
就是当我们舒服的日子过惯了以后呢？
Because when we get used to the comfortable life,
我们不知不觉的就觉得这是理所当然的。
We think it's natural for us to have all of this.
这一次这么大、这么严重的一个病毒，真正的把我们是当头棒喝给敲醒了吗？
This time, this big epidemic just remind us to think about it.
而且这次的疫情将会产生各国保护主义的兴起。
Moreover, this outbreak has led to the rise of protectionism.
因为每一个国家都要保护它自己的生产链嘛。
Because each country has to protect its own production chain.
无论从医疗的基本设备到大家日用所需要的一切。
No matter basic medical supplies to daily needs.
都希望能自给自足嘛。
They hope they can be self-sufficient.
很多人，很多的政府的领导都看到这一点了。
Many officials have seen this.
但是同时呢，我们也还要记得雅各书的四章十四节说的话。
But at the same time, we need to remember the words in James 4:14.
好，我来读给大家听。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
James 4:14 says, You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
真的是如此吗？
It really is.
这个地球上没有人知道明天会发生什么事情呢？
No one on earth.Knows what will happen tomorrow.
除了他以外，没有人知道。
Except God, no one knows.
没有人能够预测到股票会跌得这么惨。
No one would have predicted the stock plunge.
经济会衰落得这么严重，这么快。
The economic will depress so fast.
所以这个世界上发生的事情不是我们人类所能够控制的。
So what's going on in this world is really beyond our control.
道理很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为人就是人。
For man is man.
因为人不是上帝。
For man is not God.
换句话说，宇宙万物的开始是从上帝开始，也是由上帝来结束的。
In other words, the universe began with God and is also up to him to end human history.
我们要相信这个真理。
We need to believe in this truth.
因为事实摆在我们的眼前。
Because the facts have presented themselves very well.
我们知道这个圣经六十六本书六十五本书人类已经走过。
The 65 books of the 60s.
我们现在看一下 PowerPoint. 对不起，请翻译。
The 65 books of the 66 books in Bible had passed away.
我们现在所有的人类都正走在启示录的当中。
Now the human history is walking in the book of Revelation.
而且是现在进行式
present progressive
所以我们的确是活在一个末世的时代
We are indeed living in the end times
因此我们需要从永恒的角度来看我们短暂的今生
Therefore we need to see our life from the perspective of eternity
我们在地上几十年的这个生活一下就过去了
Our earthly life passes away in a few decades.
真的就像云雾出现一下子就消失了。
It's just like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
然而这个不是一个负面消极的观点。
This is not a negative and passive viewpoint.
反而是正面宏观的看见。
But a macroscopic and positive view.
那你说怎么办呢
Then what should we do?
答案在十五节嘛
The answer is in verse 15.
十五节我读给大家听雅各书的四章十五节。你们只当说主若愿意我们就可以活着也可以做这事或者做那事。
James 4:15 tells us,Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
就是说主若允许主若同意我们就可以活着
That means if God allows, we will live.
那我们活着可以做这个事情也可以做那个事情吗
If we live, we can do this or that.
所以有人说的好吗
Therefore, someone put it well.
我们每一口的呼吸都是神给我们的恩典吗
So every breath of us is God's grace for us.
Please don't take for granted.
不要认为是理所当然的。
你要珍惜神给我们的生命时间，多做容神一人的事情。
We need to cherish the time God has given us and to do more.To honor God and benefit people.
在这个病毒的冲击之下
Under the impact of virus,
我们看见人性的丑陋与高贵的各方面
We see both the ugliness and beauty of human nature.
可以说每一个人在疫情之下原形毕露嘛
People are exposed under the epidemic.
有的人花时间在那里互相的责骂
Some people spend time and energy blaming one another.
有的人甚至呢借机发灾难财。
And some people earn evil money from this epidemic.
有的人呢却尽一切的力量去服侍别人，去帮助别人。
And some people do their best to serve and help others.
有的人甚至牺牲自己的生命去拯救别人。
Some people even lay down their life to save others.
弟兄姐妹，我们要做哪一种人呢
？Brothers and sisters, what kind of people will we choose to be?
圣经教导我们不要去论断别人。
The Bible teaches us not to pass judgment on others.
那大家当然都明白，这个论断和判断是完全不同的。
We know the difference between passing judgment on others and tell the.
我们要有智慧去判断，而不是去论断别人。
We need the wisdom to tell good and bad, but we don't have to pass judgment on others.
所以我们要常常先反思自己嘛。
Therefore, we need to reflect on ourselves.
先要把自己改好。
Improve ourselves first.
我们应当感谢纪念那些呼一生护士那些倒下来的人嘛。
We should be grateful and remember those doctors and nurses who laid down their lives.
好叫我们这些还活着的人能够把耶稣的爱发挥到极致。
So that those of us who remain can make the most of Jesus' love.
在这个这么大的冲击之下，许多人善良的一面被激发出来。
Under this huge impact, the good side of many people is brought out.
连华人的小朋友都把他家多的口罩啊、洗手液啊捐给医院了。
Even the Chinese kids donated their own mask and hand sanitizers to the hospital.
还有很多华人的机构啊，联合起来来回馈我们所住的国家。
And many Chinese organizations jointly organized to give back to the country where we live.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
因为我们看见善良永远得胜。
Because we see kindness and goodness always prevail.
我们也看见这个国家是以基督教的精神来立国的。
We see that this country is founded on in spirit of Christ.
当这个大难来临的时候。
When calamity comes.
啊，这个各行各业大家全部动员起来了。
All industry has worked together.
啊，这种精神，这种志气真的是很鼓舞人心的。
And those trains really encourage the morale of each one of us.
所以求主帮助我们看见。
So we pray that the Lord will help us to see.
就是让这个疫情呢，变成一个熬炼的熔炉。
Let this epidemic become a crucible.
把人性最美的一面呢，把它发挥出来。
Which brings out the best of human nature.
因为窑匠要塑造出更多高贵的器皿来。
For the potter will make more noble vessels.
这些高贵有用的器皿可以荣耀他的名嘛。
Those noble and useful vessels will glorify his name.
最近大家也常常听到的一个名词就是隔离、啊、或者自我隔离。
Another thing you hear a lot recently is self-isolation.
其实我们要做到两点。
Actually, we need to do two things.
第一个就是我们必须要跟罪隔离，永远隔离。
Must be separated from sin forever.
请你跟我说一遍好吗？
Would you please repeat after me?
必须要跟罪隔离，永远隔离。
Must be separated from sin forever.
第二个呢？
The second one?
必须要跟世俗的价值观隔离。
Must be separated from secular values.
我再说一遍。
I will repeat it again.
必须要跟世界的价值观隔离。
Must be separated from secular values.
因为我们不要忘记，我们是跟撒旦在作战的。
Don't forget that we are at war with Satan.
魔鬼撒旦想尽一切的办法，要把各式各样的病毒丢给我们了。
The devil tries his best to throw all kinds of viruses at us.
有形的，无形的。
Visible and invisible.
这一次只有一个新冠病毒，我们就受不了了。
If we can't stand a novel coronavirus this time,
如果下一次同时来三个病毒，我们怎么办呢？
What about the next time, three viruses at the same time?
所以我们要明白，我们人真的非常需要上帝。
Therefore, we need to understand that we need God.
人必须懂得人的有限嘛。
Man has to know his limitations.
这样我们才能够理解到他是全能的神嘛。
Then we can understand he's the Almighty God.
我们需要神。
And we need God.
我再说一遍，我们需要神。
We need God.
啊，其实从某一个角度来说，神不需要我们。
Actually, God doesn't need us.
这一点，这一点这样要搞清楚。若不是他的怜悯啊，他可以不管我们。
We need to know that if not for his mercy, he can left us alone.
但是感谢神，因为神的属性是怜悯人的神嘛。
But because God's attribute is to,
所以我们的祷告必蒙神的垂听。
Therefore, God will listen our prayer.
所以我们深信神按照他的方式，他的时间会拯救我们。
So we believe that God will save us in His time and His way.
感谢神给我们这样的盼望。
We thank God, we give thanks to God for this hope.
因为我们是他的儿女，他应许我们，他必定会看顾保守我们。
Because we are His children, He will look after us.
今天我们虽然在打这场非常艰难的战争。
So we are in a difficult war.
而且我们每天活在千变万化的这个时代里头。
And we live in an ever-changing age.
但是我们学到了三个真理。
But there are three truths we can learn.
啊，这个带给我们巨大的力量，继续来打仗。
These truths bring us energy for this war.
第一个真理就是神对我们的爱永不改变。
The first one is God's love for us will never change.
第二个真理就是神的话安定在天，永不动摇。
Second, God's word stands firm in heaven and never changes.
第三个真理，主耶稣说他必再来，绝对实现。
Number three, God's statement about his second coming will definitely come true.
这是何等宝贝的三个真理呢？
What a precious truth for us.
那今天的题目是冲击与改变。
Today's topic is impact and change.
我们来复习一下两个重点。
Let us review the two key points.
一个就是要改变成守节心清的好习惯。
Change into a good habit of clean hands and a pure heart.
第二个改变呢？
The second change.
就是要积极贡献自己才干的人嘛。
Change into an active contributor.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你自己的启示。
Dear Abba Father, we give thanks for your revelation.
我们谢谢你在这么大的疫情当中仍然向我们说话。
We thank you that you still speak to us under this huge epidemic.
要我们刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
You want us to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
我们也求你继续来塑造我们。
We pray that you continue to shape us.
除去我们生命的杂质。
Take away the impurities of our lives.
熬炼我们成为金晶。
Refine us into fine gold.
成为贵重的器皿来被你所使用。
Make us noble vessels for your use.
我们特别为很多的福音朋友来祷告。
We pray especially for many of our gospel friends.
我们就恳求你的圣灵来做那奇妙的工作。
We ask your Holy Spirit to do an amazing work.
我们求你的圣灵来 带领他们愿意悔改。
May your Holy Spirit touch them and lead them to repentance.
我们求你真是继续的来感动他们，带领他们。
We pray that you will continue to touch them and lead them.
现在啊，如果你是福音朋友的话。
Now, if you are a gospel friend,
我鼓励你啊，跟我一起祷告。
I encourage you to pray with me.
牧师带着你做一个决志祷告。
I'll lead you to a simple prayer.
就是我说一句，请你跟着我说一句。
You can speak after me.
当啊说到我的名字的时候，就请你说你自己的名字。
When it comes to names, please say your own.
我们一起啊来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，
Dear Abba Father,
我谢谢你的救恩。
Thank you for your.
我承认我是一个罪人。
Thank you for your salvation. I admit that I am a sinner.
我相信耶稣基督十字架上的救恩。
I believe in the Jesus' salvation on the cross.
我相信你是独一的真神。
I believe that you are the only true God.
我感谢你这样的爱我。
Thank you for loving me so much.
当我真诚悔改的时候，
When I repent sincerely,
你就赦免我一切的过犯。
Please forgive all my transgressions.
而且你告诉我说，
Because you tells me, you tell me,
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If someone is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed away, the new has come.
现在我愿意打开我的心灵来接受你。
Now, I'd like to open my heart to accept you.
接受耶稣成为我的救主。
Accept Jesus as my own Lord.
我的名字是。
My name is.
我感谢你将我的名字写在你的生命册上。
I want to thank you for writing my name in your book of life.
我感谢你将你的永生赐给我。
I thank you for your eternal life.
从今以后，我要常常祷告读经来亲近你。
From now on, I will draw near to you through more prayer and scripture reading.
而且要传扬你的福音给更多的亲朋好友。
And spread your gospel to my relatives and friends.
这样祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.